The Tourism Biz Bites from the 7 podcast is brought to you by RTO7 in partnership with Community Future South Georgian Bay and with generous support from Tourism Simcoe County. For more information about the T3 Accelerator Coaching Program, visit rto7.ca.
And these two decided that, hey, we can make this happen in Wasaga Beach. We could run a paintball park. And something that, you know, a family can come and do together as a family and suits more of a broader range of ages. So Low Impact does that. And making sure that we had the product people were wanting and looking for and thinking ahead.
Welcome to the T3 Accelerator Podcast, the podcast for tourism businesses in Tourism Region 7. That's the tourism region that covers Bruce, Gray, and Simcoe County in Ontario, Canada. I'm your host, Tracy Sternad. In this week's episode, take cover because I'm at Wasaga Adventure Park, a paintball and activity center for the whole family, with the owner, Donna Langman. So Donna, tell me about yourself and the business.
My name is Donna Langman, and along with my husband, Steve Langman, we own and operate Wasaga Adventure Park. It's coming up to our 30th anniversary in June. On June 6th, it'll be our 30th anniversary of being in business.
Wow, 30 years, and that's quite an accomplishment for any business. And I read that paintball was invented in the early 80s and really gained mainstream popularity over the last couple of decades. How did your company start up?
We began back in 1992. He had played paintball in two different places, and a partner of his, I'll say a partner in adventure, they were buddies from high school, and these two decided that, hey, we can make this happen in Wasaga Beach. We could run a paintball park.
And Donna, over the years, you've really opened up your offerings outside of just paintball, and you've added axe throwing and laser tag. So how did these other products help with your strategy and revenue streams?
They're not big revenue generators at all, but what it's doing is it's bringing them to our park because they don't want to play paintball, right? And they may have something in their mind they may have played years ago, and then they're like, oh, it's just a paintball park with the back of a pickup truck or something and running around in the woods. They don't really have an idea of what it actually is. So they're not the ones that want to come play paintball, but they're like, oh, they have axe throwing. So they show up to do axe throwing. They see that, wow, they have this like amazing building. We've got indoor washrooms. We've got all these pavilions, these referees that are professional, and all these people having a lot of fun. And then they think, hey, we could do this. We could play paintball, right? So, or they start making packages. They're like, okay, well, after we do axe throwing, then let's go play paintball. So it is expanding our market in that kind of devious way, I guess.
Absolutely.
We'll trick them into trying us out.
So I've noticed here today that there are a lot of families and a lot of birthday parties as well. And you know, that's not what I think about when I think of a typical paintball user or enthusiast. So how did you attract that market that's really filling this place up today?
So our biggest revenue generator is paintball, for sure. So we were looking on how to expand and grow the sport of paintball in general, and then also how do we expand kind of outside of our, how do we make our market, target market, bigger? So that's when we started using low impact markers. So the low impact marker is one that has, it takes a smaller ball. So it takes a 50 caliber ball instead of a 68 caliber ball. And then it travels at a lower velocity as well. So it doesn't hurt. But the low impact, I'm not going to say it won't sting you, but it for sure is so much less impact that we end up getting a lot of these parties. And today is a great example. So we have five different parties that are here playing low impact paintball today.
Wow.
So, and that's a great thing too. We have families come out. We do walk on low impact paintball as well. So we might get a family of four that comes and they'll join in with whatever other people are here playing low impact paintball. And that's a completely different market than our 68 caliber.
And then what was the rationale to adding this lower impact style of paintball?
And I would say that was really inspired by the families that would come with the older kid that was 12 years old, and then 8-year-old Billy is standing there Like, I want to play. For sure. Yeah. And it was like, feel so bad because, you know, and what do they have to do, right? There is that category in there that what do those kids do, right? And it's something that, you know, a family can come and do together as a family and suits more of a broader range of ages. So Low Impact does that.
It was tails. You lose. You guys are attacking.
And Donna, you offer a great food service here as well, which keeps people on site, and that's key, I think. So tell me about that side of the business.
So we have a grill. It's called Burger John. So Burger John has retired. What is he? I think he's 87 now.
Oh, wow.
He retired last year. Unfortunately, he retired in 2020. But Burger John, we all love and adore. And he has been working for us for 20 years. That was his 20-year anniversary was last year. And so we have a Burger John shack with his, it's got a cartoon picture of him on the top. And we serve burgers, sausage, pork ribs, and bean burgers there. We you know, where it's not, we don't have all the fix-ins and all that stuff, but we have good food and it's cooked well. Yeah. So.
And Donna, you made a big pivot online with your business. So tell me about that.
Yeah, so we did. We have a pro shop where we sell equipment in our pro shop. So we focused all of our efforts in making sure that we're getting everything on our online store. Mm-hmm. We had already started the online store, but it was very minimal. So because when COVID came along, we just focused really hard on getting our product onto the online store.
And so Donna, you were one of the first participants in the T3 Accelerator coaching program. Did that program have an effect on your business? Like, did it help you out?
Yes, it did, because I think it gave me, you know, that feeling of confidence, because, you know, you really struggle along sometimes and think, I don't know what I'm doing, you know, and then they would come along and say, no, you know what you're doing is really great. And have you thought about this? So then they could give me reassurance that I'm on the right track and then keep me going in the right direction.
Thanks for tuning in to this T3 Accelerator podcast episode. These podcasts are possible through the great coaches and businesses participating in the T3 Accelerator coaching program, being willing to share their expertise and experiences. A shout out to the numerous T3 Accelerator partners and sponsors, in particular RTO7, Community Future South Georgian Bay, and Tourism Simcoe County. More information on T3 Accelerator can be found on the RTO7.ca website and clicking on T3 Accelerator. We hope you take action on at least one tip or idea you picked up in this episode, and that the information shared with you helps your business. Thanks for listening. I'm Tracy Sternad.